ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। Hari Om, salutations to all. So, last time we saw introduction about sadhana, and we saw different types of sadhana are there, levels of sadhana are there. Certain sadhanas are preparatory means, and certain sadhanas are the direct means. So, we also saw about various aspects in sadhana, that how it is. See these four aspects we saw. No? Sadhak is the seeker, sadhana is the means, sadhya is the goal, and the siddhi is when one attains that goal. Now, we also saw about this, that the purpose is to make the mind sharp and subtle, and intellect sharp and subtle, mind has to be pure, body has to be healthy. So all this alignment happens through the sadhana. We saw different types of sadhana, so broadly categorized into direct means and preparatory means. Direct means is reflecting, listening, reflecting and contemplating. The rest are the preparatory means. In that broadly we saw karma yoga, upasana, those are the sadhanas, which in general we say the Vedas are classified like that, karma kand and then upasana, then the jnana kand. Today we will learn about a specific sadhana. So each session we saw, we will be doing a certain sadhana, we will learn about it, and that will be a different part in each class, and then there will be something which we will constantly be practicing through the sadhana session. So today's specific sadhana is for what we call the spiritual diary. This is, see, as a seeker, what we are trying to attempt is to live consciously. When we don't live consciously, that is where the ego rises, that is where we get overwhelmed by emotions, we don't have the clarity. So a seeker is trying to live every day in a conscious way. What happens to us is through the day, morning to evening, when we are going through various things, we go through experiences. Sometimes the mind goes through ups and downs, emotions, happiness, sadness, anger, sorrow, you know, love, all that comes and goes. And by the end of the day, one is tired, exhausted, one just goes back to sleep. Again morning starts, again the same routine starts. So sometimes we don't have enough time to do introspection, to think about what I want to achieve, how did my day go, where can I improve. Many of those don't happen. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. So in sadhana, what are we trying to do is become conscious every single day. And if certain factors we monitor every single day, we will understand a certain pattern of behavior. When we see a pattern of behavior, then we know whether we want to encourage that pattern or we want to discourage and break that pattern. Anything that is measured, when we measure something, then it becomes easier to progress. If it is not measured, it goes on very unconsciously. Somehow it will happen. Something will happen. But if we measure, like suppose we say I have a goal. I'm giving a simple example. I want to reduce weight, let us say. Now that's a very general statement. I want to reduce weight. I want to become more healthy. But if you say that, no, I want to lose weight by 5 kilos in 3 months' time, let us say. Now you can measure that. Now for that, what do I have to do? So I will say that, okay, what is my full calorie intake for the whole day? What is my calorie expenditure? How will I ensure that calorie deficit happens? That's the only way to lose weight. No amount of exercise by itself can make me lose weight if I'm not, you know, conscious of the calorie. Then I start becoming conscious of that. So when earlier I was eating anything at any time, you know, then it was not measured also. So I did not know how much calorie I am taking in, what is happening, why am I putting on weight. And then we have all types of things which people tell us. Subah utke garam pani piyo, nimbu or shahad dalke khali pet, and you will definitely lose weight. People do that also. But they don't bother about calories. They are eating as much as before. How it will lose weight? One will not lose weight. Because one is not conscious. The same thing now when I become aware, I become conscious, I start measuring. You know, they give the cup. With dietitian, they give cup. 200 ml, 100 ml, everything is measured. And you should eat one, not that 1500 calorie diet. Along with that, you ensure this exercise you do. This is the way you deal with. So it will lead to calorie deficit and you will lose weight. Now it has got measured and consistently I have to do. And on some days, so but there also they'll tell you to write what did you eat full day, what time did you eat, and based on that they'll calculate how much calorie. See, that is for a simple thing like weight loss. We are trying to do ego loss. We are trying to do vasana loss. And if we are not careful, instead of loss happening, what will happen? Gain will happen. Ego gain will happen. Vasana gain will happen. Karma gain will happen. That's what we are doing, no? Instead of actions being such that our karma becomes exhausted, vasana becomes lesser, our actions are increasing all that. So how do we become conscious? One of the methods is spiritual diary. Another method is introspection. There are different methods by which we can become more conscious, more aware. So today we will learn about a spiritual diary. This is a very nice sadhana to do. Nowadays it has become very popular. A lot of people say journaling. I am doing journaling. And you know, people also who have some challenge, mental health challenges, etc. also are told you do journaling. Because sometimes if one doesn't have somebody to share or one feels, you know, lonely or all that, then one writes. So you write, express, don't, you know, hold it back inside. So journaling. So spiritual diary has to be kept. See, we are going to share here a few factors. Now you can add as many factors as you want. You can reduce some factors from this. This is only one suggestion. Gurudev has written beautifully about the spiritual diary and he describes some 20 factors. In this book called Meditation in Life, you will find it is there. And based on that, we are sharing it here. So what is a spiritual diary? So in a regular diary, we go through, I mean, we write what we want to write. Each one can choose what they want to write, their experiences or, you know, something what they achieved or how they felt. Whatever they want to write, they write, pour it out. In spiritual diary, our purpose is spiritual growth. And spiritual growth does not mean growth only in spiritual field. Spiritual growth means the holistic growth. Body, mind, intellect, everything. As a person, how am I growing? What people say nowadays, you know, to be the best version of yourself. To be that best version, I have to grow consciously. And growing consciously means very two simple things. Increasing the positivity and reducing the negative. Strengthening our strengths, weakening our weakness. Generally, we do the opposite. We strengthen our weakness and weaken our strength. So a spiritual diary is for holistic growth and a spiritual diary is to measure certain factors to identify which areas I am doing well, which I can strengthen, which areas I need improvement and I can work on it and that way grow consciously. So now what are the factors which we will measure? See, Gurudev writes in his spiritual diary article there, he says, the spiritual diary also should not become a habit. Meaning it should not become a mechanical process. It should become a commitment So suppose one says ki I will take up writing spiritual diary for 30 days. And every single day, sincerely, I note down whatever factors I decide, I write. I don't miss it out or I don't let it go. But at the end of, let us say, whatever days it is, 15 days, 30 days, I also observe, measure, make changes in what I want to do in my behavior. Then that spiritual diary has served its purpose. And if I want, I can stop the practice after 30 days. Live that conscious way of life, whatever those factors are, I ingrain them in my daily living. If I feel again I am slipping down, again start that after some time. So he doesn't recommend it to be done forever. There's nothing wrong in doing it forever, but the idea is, he says, don't make it a mechanical, habitual thing where then you're just noting it down mechanically. It is not meant to be that way. Like even when we do this blood pressure, now when people measure the blood pressure, then what happens? They are measuring that blood pressure to understand some behavior pattern. And which time of the day, why the pressure is shooting up or going down, and then what can be done about it. It is meant for that. Otherwise, what happens is, many times the spiritual diary itself becomes an escape route, where one writes down everything and one feels, I am doing very well, I don't need to do anything else. Or one writes mechanically, one doesn't analyze, one doesn't want to see. Because a fact will be, it will show, it's like a mirror, it will show everything. Sometimes people don't like when they see that. So they stop writing. They won't finish for 30 days. So sometimes that will happen. Sometimes one understands, okay, there are more areas of improvement, so one doesn't feel so great about oneself. So after 30 days, one stops. So how I process it is my freedom. The objective must be clear. It is for self-improvement. And definitely it is not fault finding. It is not to make me feel lesser about myself. It is to make me live consciously. So now, what are the factors? First factor, very simple. Time of waking up. When do I get up? You know, it's very interesting. Some people have that tuning, training, where they sleep at a time and get up at a time. It is very disciplined. Some people don't have that. Anytime one is sleeping, anytime one is getting up, each day is very different. There may be factors responsible for it. We don't say anything wrong or right about it. But what time do I get up and how many hours of sleep did I have? Nowadays there is an app, there are apps also available for this. Sleep app. You keep the phone and you sleep, and it will track your sleep and the quality of sleep and how much time you had deep sleep, how much was REM sleep, all that it will track. Are you aware of that? There are nice apps available. So that is one. Why this is important? See, time of waking up, if we are able to do, if we want to do spiritual sadhana, the best time is no doubt Brahma Muhurat. Brahma Muhurat is 2 muhurtas before sunrise, meaning 90 minutes before sunrise. That is the best time for spiritual sadhana. Lots of vibrations in the atmosphere, sattvic vibrations, plus our circadian rhythm is according to the sun. So the earlier we sleep, the earlier we wake up, much better for us. And so, time of waking up. Also, time of waking up will tell us how early did I sleep. So what was I doing in the night? In our culture, the day is divided into 8 prahars of 3 hours each. So 3 to 6 in the morning, full of sattva guna. 6 to 9, little lesser sattva guna. Then 9 to evening 6, full time for rajoguna, activity. In that 3 prahars, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6. Then again, evening 6 to next day morning, 3 o'clock. Tamas increases slowly, slowly, slowly. So they gave us a certain cycle, especially here we are in a tropical country. In other places that things will change as per their location, but tropical country it will be this, that early morning if we wake up, it is the best time to do anything creative where it requires quiet, and what we call the head start for the day happens. If you see the scriptures, it will say that we should wake up before Surya Narayana, before Surya Asta, which is why Brahma Murat is said, 2 Murtas before Suryodaya. And we become ready, do our daily sadhana, and then welcome Surya. Swamiji, today we welcome Chandra nowadays. Surya we don't welcome because we are sleeping at that time. Whatever, we are working in a shift because we are having some work with the USA people and their timing, our timing, there are so many reasons. But anyway, waking up time, if it can be standardized and it can be done early morning, the ideal that is. Otherwise, whatever time one wakes up, that is one's freedom and circumstances, whatever they are. So measure that time of waking up. And if I want to wake up earlier, suppose I am used to waking up at 7. Now I want to wake up at 4. I should not do that at all. I should wake up at 6:30 for 5-7 days. Then wake up at 6 for next 5-7 days. Then another half an hour, 5:30. Then 5. Then 4:30. Then 4. It will take some time. Slowly one has to do that. So time of waking up, number of hours of sleep. For each person it may be different. But between 6 and 8 hours is the best. Then comes the first 1 hour. What did I do? First 1 hour. The best time of the day for us is that first 1 hour. In that, did I do something transactional only? Or did I do something creative? Did I do something spiritual? Did I do something which is where I'm learning something? That's the best time. Most receptive the mind is. And so first 1 hour, what do I do? If possible, avoid anything which is technology oriented. Nothing wrong with using technology, not a problem. But don't get lost in the phone and the screen and the TV and the iPad and then start doing something which is urgent and work and all that. That can come little later also. If I am getting up early, I am getting a head start of the day, then might as well use. See, the mind is most conducive for molding at that time. First 1 hour of the day. How I wake up? What do I do? Just like for body we eat food, like that meditation is for the soul. Prayer is for the soul. First 1 hour of the day, if I nourish that, if I strengthen that connection with Bhagavan or self or whatever is my understanding of the higher reality, that sets the day for the, sets the tone for the whole day. One becomes strong, spiritually anchored. That is a very important aspect. So one aspect is this. What do I do in the first 1 hour? Then, do I do any form of exercise? This is very important. Again, for a spiritual seeker, one falls into tamas very easily. Even a great master like Swami Taponji Maharaj, very great Vairagi he was. He is the guru of Swami Chinmayananji, staying in higher regions of Himalayas, Uttarkashi, Gangotri, Gomukh, and he has wandered across the Himalayas on foot. Never came down below Rishikesh. Once he went to Himalayas, he never came down below Rishikesh. Even such a great master, absolute Vedantin, every morning he used to wake up, do pranayama and go for a walk at least 40 minutes to 60 minutes every day. Tamas has no place in a spiritual seeker's life except sleep. Where it is required, tamoguna is required for sleep. Otherwise, when we don't do exercise, there are so many challenges that come. It's not only about physique, it's a basic need for the body, for flexibility, for even certain hormones to be released, for feel-good factor in the mind also, for the muscle strength, for digestion, for so many things. It is all connected to exercise. So, what is that form of exercise that I am doing? It can be yoga, it can be aerobics, it can be Zumba, it can be anything, weight training, cardio, whatever it is. But I need to do some exercise. You will see the quality of meditation changes. The quality of interactions through the day with people changes. And over a period of time when we have not done exercise, somewhere that lethargy, laziness, procrastination, heaviness, all that sets in. And it affects subconsciously also. We become more irritable, more anxious, more, you know, disturbed easily. All that happens. So what is the form of exercise? See, some Mahatmas are beyond the body identification and they have done such deep levels of sadhana that at certain times when they have done all that, then they have gone beyond. Then they don't need. We can't give those examples. So, what is the form of exercise I'm doing and how much time in a day? So, did I do minimum 20 minutes in a day of exercise? I should measure that. Fifth one is time spent in japa or meditation. Do I chant a mantra? Do I do any form of meditation? This can all be done in first 1 hour also. In 60 minutes, I can do 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of meditation, 20 minutes of japa, whatever I want. But did I do that? If one says, no, I want to do it in the evening, your choice. But did I do in a day some amount of japa? And how much, if we want to measure, you can also measure the quantity of japa. Suppose I say that I want to do one mala of 108 or two malas of 108. Did I do that every day? If I am able to do that, whichever day I don't manage to do japa, suppose today I don't do japa, one mala is my quantity, suppose. Tomorrow what should I do? How many malas should I do tomorrow? Three malas I have to do. Why? Tomorrow is one for tomorrow, one for today which I didn't do, one for prayaschitta for not doing. Otherwise the mind will again take it easy and say, nahin, aaj nahin karenge, I am tired. I think andar se mujhe bhav nahin aa raha hai. Kal karenge. Consistency is more important. See, this one beautiful point about spiritual diary is, between motivation and consistency, if I have to choose something, I should choose consistency. Because consistently if I do, motivation also will come. If I keep waiting for motivation, I will be very erratic. Some few days I will do, after that I will not do. To precisely figure out that pattern and also to break that pattern, spiritual diary is maintained. When I have to write at the end of the day that japa did not happen, zero. Next day, zero. If I see that 5 days, zero, 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 my God, what is this? That means my mind is not being consistent in this sadhana. It will pinch. Then why did I not do? No, I was browsing something, I was busy doing something, I wasted away that time and then I had other things to do, so I didn't do. One will figure out, oh, this is the reason why I couldn't do. So sadhana is that to become aware, otherwise the mind is taking us for granted, happily it is taking us for granted. So quantity of japa. Don't keep it very big also and don't keep it too small also. Don't say I do japa 11 times every day. You start with 11 if you want to, but one should minimum do it at least 108. So, what is the quantity of japa? Number of malas, right? Then, seventh is study. What am I studying right now? Is there one scripture? Just at least one. Minimum one scripture. Or if you say any self-help book or anything else which you are reading, which will intellectually give a boost to the thought process, to clarity. If these three things we do, no? I always give this formula. And that formula is what? T20. 20, 20, 20. In America, they have not 20, 20 vision. That's the right vision. So that's 20, 20, 20. Meaning 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of meditation or japa and 20 minutes of study. If 20, 20, 20 every single day I can do, 1 hour I have to spare for myself. That itself becomes difficult for so many of us, saying 1 hour, where will I spare? It's all in our head. First 1 hour of the day, if I can do this much, I am sorted actually. Rest of the things will happen easily. Our problem is we postpone this only. Any of this we will postpone. No, 20 minutes is not enough for me, Swamiji. I need to do at least 1 hour of exercise. And today, unfortunately, I got up late, so 1 hour is not available. So I think tomorrow I will do. So that's how we postpone exercise or japa or study, on postpones. So study, which scripture did I study today? 20 minutes did I study something nice, maybe one verse of the Gita. You know, Gurudev used to sign to people. When they used to go to him after the talk and go to him with a Gita, and he will sign one verse per day for the next 2 years. Repeat the dosage if the symptoms continue. He'll sign. Or he'll write somewhere 2 verses in a day for 1 year. So the idea here is study in small doses. So if we want to measure, you can break up study into, one is the study, another is reflection. So what did I reflect upon? If I studied 10 minutes, did I reflect 10 minutes? If I studied 15 minutes, did I reflect another 5 minutes, 10 minutes? How much did I reflect? Because what we study is one, but if we don't digest it in our Subhashita, it is said that the food that is not digested becomes poison, becomes toxin. Same way, knowledge that is not digested, it remains only information, it doesn't transform the life of person. Anabhyase visham vidya, ajirne bhojanam visham. In fact, it says that the knowledge which is not digested is like poison. Anabhyase visham vidya. And if I have not applied that knowledge, it has become poison. So, how much did I reflect? So that was the seventh factor. Eighth factor is, if you want to write instances, you can write instance, or you can write a count of positive interactions through the day, how many positive interactions I had. It's not exactly measuring the number, but it is actually measuring the major events in the day. Did I have something positive today? Which are the positive things? 1, 2, 3, 4. When did nice positive things happen? Right. 4 instances of positivity. It need not be something big. It can be something small also. You gave a nice compliment and the person felt happy. Very good. Positive instance. You did something. You felt good. I learned something new. Positive instance. You know, how much positive reinforcements we have had through the day. Because many times the mind is not aware of that. It takes it for granted. So how many positive interactions did I have today? How did I feel happy, inspired, motivated? All those. And then count of the negative. In the sense, some instances of anger or greed or jealousy or fear, like that it goes. Or even just general agitation, I'm disturbed, depression, whatever it may be. If you want to measure each one separately also, you can measure. Today how many instances of anger I had or insecurity I had. Same way you can do how many instances of kindness, compassion, love, truthfulness, happiness. It depends on us what we want to measure. But we have to measure both positive and the negative. And then we will understand. Because what happens is positive we don't strengthen, and negative sometimes we justify, or we go on condemning ourselves for the negative. Not seeing that in a day, if I got angry 3 times, I also had 8 instances of positivity. I have not noticed that at all. So my view about myself also is very warped. So many people go through this where we condemn ourselves. That's why in the Gita Bhagavan says, Uddhare Dātmana Ātmānam. If I'm a spiritual seeker, I should lift myself. I should not condemn myself. So, count of the negative. And when we do this count of the negative and the positive, for positive, I feel grateful, I feel happy. For the negative, I accept, okay, this was wrong, this is negative. Then I can improve. I don't justify it. Tenth one is verbal itches. How much is my gossip and how much is my encouraging or positive speech? Vain talk, gossip, backbiting. Did I engage in all these today? If I did, why? Because gossip is something which brings a certain type of a kick. I feel good by putting somebody down. Why do I feel good putting somebody down? Because I don't have something within my mind to feel good and strong. So I need to pull somebody down. So instances of gossip. Gurudev specifically says about this, that how many instances of living up to brahmacharya and how many of failure in brahmacharya. So brahmacharya here means, in his definition, brahmacharya means moderation in everything. How much moderation did I engage in and how much did I break when I went into the extremes? It can also be specifically brahmacharya in terms of conserving vital energy. How much did I conserve? How much did I lose? And it depends on each person's stage of life, you know, what they want to achieve, how much they want to conserve that energy, what they want to do with it. So there is no standardization. Everybody has to follow one thing. Each one has to do as per their role in life, stage in life. But brahmacharya, when we conserve, vital energy when we conserve, then there is enough strength for doing sadhana. One of the most important aspects is brahmacharya. So, he asks to measure that. Silence. In a day, how much time I could spend in silence? Swamiji, there is nobody to talk only in my house. My whole day only is in silence. Or there are people to talk, but each of us are in phone, absorbed in phone, so we don't talk. This is about the ability to remain quiet, silent, consciously, especially speaking energy, conserving speaking energy. And so, what do I do in that silence? How do I spend my time? That is important. It's not just shutting up the speech. Am I doing something creative, engaging myself? Am I feeling good about that silence, or do I feel compelled and restless to talk and I need to go on talking? So some amount of silence. If you want to measure today's age, what we have? Screen time. Definitely measure screen time. Because this Instagram and the reel culture and shorts and all this, talk, 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 one goes on scrolling and 1 hour gone, huh? Especially night time. After whole day's hard work, one wants to relax and one is seeing some reel. 10:30 it is already, one should have slept, but 1 hour gone, it is 11:30. So screen time. Each one has their own level of screen. Suppose somebody's job only is a social media marketing they have to do, then that's not the screen time we are referring to. We are referring to the other type of screen time where I'm doing it for recreation or enjoyment, etc. So how much screen time? How much family, friends time? Did I speak to my family? Did I interact with them? Did I have quality conversations? Did I spend, if not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis, am I able to balance? Otherwise one gets isolated from each other. There is no bonding, there is no connection. Even basic communication is happening through phone. Come down to eat. Arey, the child is up in the other room. You can call the name and the child can come. No, one message. Child also sees a message, comes. Nowadays people do everything, happy birthday also on message, flower bhej diya message pe, bouquet, happy birthday, cake, aur itne sare emoji dal ke bhej denge, are actual cake ek do na, hum khayenge to sahi. Everything on phone. Writing to chhod hi diya. Who writes greeting cards and sends now? Everything on phone. Bhej do. Personalized, that touch. Especially small children when they are there. Do we spend time with children? We are only lost in technology where they need maximum of our time, attention, personal thing, love, care. Grooming happens only then. Where it will happen with the technology? And now to ensure that the child is not... So the child is kept engaged. As soon as possible, they teach the child technology. Give a tab in the hand. Now the child is lost in that. Some growth will happen, there is no doubt. But there's so many other things that one can do. So what is the family time did I spend? 15, last 1 hour of the day. What did I do in the last 1 hour? Because how I go to sleep is again very important. Because subconscious mind is opening up when we are going to sleep. Best way to go to sleep is remembering Bhagavan's name. Do japa and go to sleep. There is no other better way to go to sleep. People who don't get sleep, then they put on some sleep music and something and then, okay, sleeping pill one is taking or whatever. But keep doing japa and glide into sleep. That japa will continue in sleep. And definitely don't see some horror movie or some instigating serials and then feeling drowsy, go to sleep. We may feel that there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, there's a lot of harm because subconscious is opening up and all that is going inside. Why do we want to pollute the mind with all that? Listen to something nice, inspiring, do some japa, quietly, nicely go to sleep. So last 1 hour of the day, how did I spend? And what am I grateful for? Today, what am I really grateful for? Which is the highlight of my day? It may be one, two, three things, but I really feel grateful and I thank Bhagavan for that. 16 factors if we measure. See, again, this is, as I said, it's in general what I have shared. You want to add any other factor, you please add. But if these I put down every single day, measure all these, then I will know that where am I consistent, where I am not, what are the factors, how do I change. That is how consciously one will grow. So that is about the spiritual diary. And if one can do this, it will bring not only conscious change in us, it will bring more of what we call the strength. One feels good about oneself. One is evolving consciously. Also, one will then know which are the areas I need help, which are the areas I am doing well. So it becomes easy. Like how we do regular, nowadays they do health monitoring. No? They all the parameters, they will do full day checkup, all things, lipid profile and whatever, you know, they will measure. Heart also and kidney also and lung also and eyes also and dental also. One checkup, master checkup, once in a year. Like that we have to do this. Full checkup. Once in a year will not work. Consistently you have to do 30 days. Give some break, again start. So this is about today's sadhana, spiritual diary. You can get more about it from meditation and life. And let us see, if you want to maintain it, you can maintain for 1 week. And if you have any doubts, you can come back. We can discuss about it. Now, today's practice sadhana, what we are going to do, last time what we did, no, prana vikshana we did, is breath observation. So prana is not air. Prana is not oxygen. Prana is vital life force. And that vital life force is present everywhere. It is not only in the air. It is that which enlivens this body, makes it strong. It is the fuel. Prana is the fuel that makes our interactions happen. Prana is that which connects the body and the mind. Every night we go to sleep, we dream. We go out of the body, we travel many things, but why do we wake up in the same body? Have you thought? We actually do astral travel in the night, each of us. We travel. Swamiji, I thought we were only inside our brain, only imagining something. That also happens, and we also go out and travel, see places, come back. How do we wake up in the same body? Because the prana is the thread which connects the subtle body with the gross body. So we wake up in the same body. And so this prana is a very, very powerful energy. It is the cosmic energy, divine energy in all of us. And we get it from all the five elements. From food, we get the grossest level of prana. Subtler than that, in water there is prana. In air there is prana. In sunlight there is prana. And in the atmosphere, in space also there is prana. So what we eat, how much water we drink, how much exposure to sunlight we get, how much we are able to have upvas, and how much air we are breathing, how we are breathing, all that will affect this body. If I learn to control the prana, I can control the mind also. So prana vikshana we saw, by just observing the breath, the mind gets a focus and the mind comes into a certain rhythmic breathing. Now, today what we are going to do is, we are first going to breathe in consciously, slow, steady and deep breathing. And we are going to exhale also, slow, steady and deep, fully. But when we breathe in, we are telling our mind, I am breathing in strength, purity and love. When we exhale, we are letting go weakness, impurity and hatred. I am saying these three, you are free to choose anything else if you like also. But the idea is that through the breath, we are actually taking in these, we are suggesting to the mind. Because the energy that goes in is not just energy, it is what Bhagavan says is, it is his energy. Tattejo Vidhi Mamakam, he says. He only has become this food which comes into us. Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa. Ushnami Chaushari Sarva Somo Bhutva Rasatmaka. He has become this energy that enters the earth. He has become the sun. He has become the moon. And through that he nourishes the food. And he only is the fire in our belly. He is the pranavayu all around us. Everything is appearing from the divine. It's a divine energy in all of us. We treat it only as some air breathing in, breathing out. No, no. It is a cosmic energy. And that energy purifies us, strengthens us, is the bhav which we have, and it will do that. Depends on how we use that energy. So today we will do that process where we will consciously breathe in, tell this to ourselves and feel that I am becoming stronger. So I am breathing in strength, purity and love. My body, my mind is being filled with this. And when I am exhaling out, I am saying I am letting go of any weakness, any impurity and any hatred. So that we will do, and last few minutes we will just observe the breath then. So prana vikshana and this prana with auto suggestion is what we will do in the next 10-15 minutes. Hari Om. I hope the podcasts are inspiring and enjoyable. I'll be very happy to have your comments and your likes. Don't forget to click the follow button for updates on all our upcoming podcasts, and do share this with as many people as possible. Thank you. Hari Om.